I hope we are indeed getting ready for a December break. We are told that the break time is first week of December. As to exact date, initially it was meant to be within this week. On the 6th. Initially it was meant to be within this week, but Parliament's program changes. We have since gotten accustomed to such changes as the year comes to a close. So to a point where you even have to meet until wee hours of the day. So it's got to do with planning on the part of Parliament. It's got to do with planning. We cannot do anything ourselves as a committee. The programming committee is the one that tells us all of those details. Today we were meant to deal with a briefing on the Lesotho Highland Water Program project. And when we submitted correspondence with the department, we got a letter from the minister who was indicating that, can't see the letter here now, oh yeah, it is. Invitation to brief the committee on the 21st of November. The above matter refers, please be advised that I am currently engaged in sensitive discussions with my counterpart in Lesotho with respect to challenges being experienced and the proposed way forward. These, among others, relate to litigation in respect of the project. In my view, it is therefore premature to provide a briefing to the committee, given this background. I therefore request that the briefing be postponed to a later suitable date. So that's what we received from the minister. That being the case, we listened and obliged. I don't know what members, if they have any comments to make on that one. It's a simple and straightforward one. reason behind that invitation also is hearing all sorts of things about what is going on there in Lesotho. Given that background, we then felt that we should really schedule such a briefing session. That has been the situation. The latest was a youth formation that was petitioning the Senate in Lesotho on the same issues. So we don't know what else is going on there. I did talk to Mr. Frolic, finally, who understands the gravity of the situation for us to be able to make it to go through to Lesotho. The timing for now until December, initially we thought that we could use the, what you call this, the recess time. And when we go on recess, we take a week to Lesotho, come back to familiarize ourselves with the situation there and also get a sense as to what is going on in Lesotho, especially with respect to this program, to this project that we're about. So that's the background and also the response on the Lesotho thing. Maybe just one point. My eyes, they get to be all over the same time. I hope you're not registering us, madam. Okay. You're not from PMG.
I am.
You're not doing a register for us here.
I will at the end.
This is not your meeting. You're not supposed to do that.
No, that was the register that was. That's not my register. Though.
It's not your register.
No, not.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Sorry for that. Okay. No. Some of your colleagues do circulate your register,
no.
Which is wrong.
No,
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. So that's the first issue, members. If we don't have any comments to make, as I said, it's a simple, straightforward issue. I don't know if we have any appetite to comment. It's fine if there is. It's fine if there's none, from where I'm seated. Okay, Mr. Mguna.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We appreciate the announcement that you have made on the issue of the reason of the postponement of the topic that we're supposed to have today. Nevertheless, we have got something else to do. I think the report and the minutes are here. On the issue of the oversight to Lesotho, I'm not sure if there's no possibility of the touring recess now during this December time. Is it possible that you can make it in January, February? That we go to Lesotho, but we make sure that before we go there, we at least we should have met with the department now before we close, so that we know the gravity of the matter in Lesotho.
That's a fair comment as well. Again, it's a straightforward comment. And that talks to a need for us to prioritize. That's the essence of what Mr. Nguni is saying, is for us to prioritize going to Lesotho. This is done all in the name of understanding, I want to believe our common understanding of the importance of that project. If it fails, you know, the country is at serious risk. If we have a challenge in so far as supply of water, that's what is basically meant by failing. If we have a challenge of getting water out of Lesotho to Gauteng, the country is in deep trouble. So the importance of such, therefore, is seen in that context. For us to be able to appraise ourselves as part of our own oversight. So it is an oversight, not so much of a study tour. Granted, this is in another country, Lesotho in this case, but it is more than anything else an oversight. We have a relationship, we have a treaty. How is this treaty treating us? There's both two countries. Are we living to the expectation? What were those expectations as of 1986? And it goes on and on like that. So that's the basic proposal from Mr. Mguni. If we can get ourselves having a briefing from the department before we rise, or if we can get a briefing from the department before we go to Lesotho, let us be advised by the preparedness and the readiness on the part of the minister and his team. If that is acceptable, I shall then move forward. Let us be advised by their preparedness and the readiness. Are we fine with that? Okay. Thanks for that comment, Mr. Nguni. Welcome, Mr. Kalo. Thank you, sir. We have an apology from Mamkaula. I'm reading that together with another correspondence that came from the one of the services in Parliament. I don't know which service is this. It just says Bonizama. But why are we not getting any formal apology? Yeah, but it has to be formalized. It can't just be an email with no organization's letterhead on it. It's like one writing from, you know, one lover to another lover. Is this how they're treating or doing their work? Because anybody who reads this doesn't make sense. It's like from Bonizama. And who is Bonizama? Where is he from or she from?
She's one of the controllers responsible for language services.
That's the point I'm trying to raise. You don't have to explain that. Somebody must be explaining this simply by reading this on this page. There must not be any reason for anyone to explain, because you shall not be there. Anyway, this takes us to, or rather talks to us about the non-availability of an interpreter. In this case, it would be mainly for Mrs. Kaula. And unfortunately, she is also not part of the meeting. She has sent an apology. I'm reading the two together. I was also trying to correct the formality part of it from that institution or that division, because it's just a plain letter from on an email from one friend to another friend. Members, there's an issue related to which we thought to handle also some time before we rise. We started a process of engaging with the Public Service Commission. We engaged on the subject matter until a point where we needed to get more information. What has since transpired is that I have had a discussion with both the commissioner, Dr. Luthuli, and also with the minister. Now, what has transpired, and again, it was all in line with having to follow up on our earlier meeting that we had. What has since transpired is that the matter has since been with the minister now and before for quite some time. As a result, you are dealing here with issues related to 2012. And these are people who have since been with the department for quite some time, wrongly or rightly. Now, there are recommendations thereof that have been put there in that report by the PSC. I did engage also with the legal opinion people, Mr. Advocate Jenkins, Frank Jenkins, who advised that there is not much that we can do at this stage on this issue. Probably the only but one way that we might wish to follow up, if we still do take an interest on the matter, is to refer the matter to the public protector. At that point, if we are still with this committee, when that investigation shall be done, we shall then be able to get that report from that public protector. If there is a new committee, that committee will be seized with such a report. and again, it is raised from the legal people in the context of the power and the weight of such a Chapter 10 institution of Parliament, of the Constitution, as to what weight, and that weight is still debatable among your legal fraternities, whether it is binding, as that recommendation, so to speak, or not. So that has been the main bone of contention on the part of a legal team. Proposed, therefore, out of those interactions that I had with both the minister, the legal opinion people, the legal team, sorry, and also the commissioner, which is Dr. Luthuli here, is that if we still take an interest on the subject matter, yes, there are people who have been appointed. There were some record issues that were kept or not kept. Those could easily be issues that we can do away with. But there are those that require anyone who applies for this position, because we shall have advertised, there are specific requirements. So some of them did not meet those requirements, but they have been in the department. So if there is to be any work done insofar as investigation is concerned, it will have to do with specifically those ones that did not meet the requirements. I throw the matter for the committee to take a way forward on it. If members, Mr. Mguna?
Thank you, Chairperson. I hope I have already greeted the members earlier on. Chairperson, we must agree that through the report from the PSC, we have noted with concern that proper procedures were not followed. We acknowledge that. And then people with no proper qualifications who were appointed to hold these senior positions. And hence our inferences that the performance of the department is not up to scratch is because of it might what be one of the causes of this poor performance. Given the fact of the report and how the investigation started, the minister saying this, commissioning the report, and then it even went to the extent that the same minister said no now, and even if the recommendations have been put forth, then the issue must be withdrawn. But given the fact how these people, these officials were appointed, it did not end up with the department. It started from the cabinet, and the cabinet did give an indication that they approved that thing. So, you know, in one time I spoke with one member of the opposition within our committee. We spoke, Mr. Pason. Said, but if the cabinet is approved, what role are you going to do now? What is it that you're going to do? The cabinet approved the thing. So the moment we say now we pursue the issue, we're going to fail this man. We're not going to, you understand, it will be seen that we are jumping on the same spot. My proposal is that if we still want to pursue the matter, we can put it to the public protector. But now we take it out. We stop the process ourselves here, and we stop the matter. But if we want to continue, as I said earlier, again, we can put the public protector, because it won't do any good for us. You know, so we'll keep on bringing the matter here, but the objective of the matter won't be realized. That's how I view it, members within the committee. Thank you very much.
Any further comments on the issue? Dr. Kabini?
Chair, not thanks very much. The confusion with me is the part of who supposed to take it to the public protector. Who is supposed to take it to the public protector? Is the committee or the minister? Who's who there? Can I get a clarity on the matter?
the Public Service Commission. One of those three. You want to respond quickly on that?
I personally feel, I personally think, you know, the PSC, if they feel that their recommendations have not been well adhered to as a section 10 whatever, and then they can take that to the public protector. If they still feel that they are not satisfied the way this issue has been treated, because the public protector has got a recommendation that are binding, and then they have what they contrary to that effect. Thank you very much.
Okay. In a nutshell, what Mr. Mguni is saying, let us write to the Public Service Commission and request them to take the matter further with your public protector. Are we fine with that? Thanks for that. Thanks for those comments. The last housekeeping issue before the invitations relates to one of the members of this committee who has not been part of our committee meetings, in the name of Mr. Msebenzi Nzwane. He probably came here, I think, twice, if I'm not mistaken. Once. Twice. I did take an interest in the matter, and got to get the following. Number one, and this is a report that takes us until May, since he came into this committee. And this report says, having had 18 meetings, Mr. Zwane only, he says here, present zero. I take it this report started somewhere else before the meetings that he attended. And the days that were absent were 13, and there were 5 apologies. We could only get this one apology in the name of Dr. Majid, which is a certificate, medical certificate, 5 days referred to here. There's 5 days written here. I had also an opportunity to meet with him to establish as to what exactly is happening. Is he part of the meeting, I mean of the committee, or is he still a member of parliament? He did give me an indication that says he has submitted other medical certificates within the system. He has been diagnosed with some cancer on the throat. At some point his voice almost was going down. So he has been recuperating. He has promised that in the coming year he shall indeed, because at least I could hear his voice. There was a time when his voice was very, you know, much on the horse-like when I spoke to him at some point. So that's what his situation is like as we speak now. So there are, what call this, medical certificates. If Madia could retrieve those. He did promise me that those are available, and he has sent those through. So I have thought it is in the best interest of this committee that we also get a briefing as to what is going on with one of the members of this committee. I would imagine some of us would have been, you know, thinking and thinking and thinking until thinking no more as to what happened to this member. Probably he must have sucked that he was retrieved, or rather not retrieved, taken away from this position to another. You know how it goes in politics. When you wear something else, suddenly you're not, and you simply just pull out. But in his case, he did not resign as a member of committee, of parliament. let alone of this committee. That's the briefing I thought this committee owes, or rather is owed. It's a simple, straightforward one, if we're fine with that. Thank you. I just thought let's do that so that we have a sense as to what is going on. We are also kept abreast. Madia, if any invitations?
Chief, the portfolio committee received an invitation to attend the signing of a memorandum with Mgeni Water and the Kawingi Traditional Authority in Durban on the 23rd of November. This committee has made an application for the whole committee to attend, but the response from Mr. Frolic's office is that he has approved three members of the committee to attend. So that is going to be on Friday the 23rd of November. Starting at, I think it's 9 o'clock in the morning. But we will be in contact with members who are available to attend for that event.
Is that all? Again, that is a straightforward one. I have indicated my availability. I learned Mr. Mguni also has, and I have since learned Mr. Hugo, also, no.
If I can just say, it's expected to be multi-party, so we need one more person from the because there's two persons from the ANC will be yourself and Mr. Mguni. Mr. Basan, Mr. Hugo, and Mr. Hayer have all three indicated the unavailability. So we need another member of the opposition. Either Mr. Gallo or Mr. I'll check with Mamkawula as well, or Mr. Sipakulu as well, to your availability.
Thank you, Chair. I wish to apologize as well, because on the 23rd I'll be meeting with the lawyers in one of the conservative areas in my area, trying to make a joint venture with a neighboring game reserve. So I had already made it. But I'm sure it was in Tuala. Does she stay here or in Water in Rural Development? Because I received a call from one of the staff members and I stated that I'll have the challenge. I was hoping that it would be passed through.
Mr.
Carlo,
you fine?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Unfortunately, I won't be available because I will be attending the Africa Summit from today until Saturday.
Okay, let's work it out and see how it pans out at the end of the day. Again, that was a simple and straightforward invitation. If we can then move forward, if nothing else, we can... Okay, Mr. Khair? You fine? Okay. Okay, thank you very much for that. We should then move straight to the issues of the day. There is only one report that we have, which is part of an oversight visit 13th to the 17th of August 2018. I'm not sure if members have gotten through that report. Have you gotten through the report itself? Okay. Maybe let's just take it one page at a go. There we have page one. This was a joint, Maharaj? It was a joint oversight with basic education. in a joint oversight visit, you don't have one report.
Well, usually we would have one consolidated oversight report, but the challenge with ours is that we joined both basic education and standing committee on appropriations. And then on the last day, which was the Friday, we did our own oversight as well. So what we've tried to do is we kept our report consistent with what basic education and appropriations did in their reports as well. And then we obviously added our own inputs from the Friday oversight also.
Okay. So we have that at the back of the mind, the jointness of this report. Page one, if there are any issues. Page two, if there are issues.
I don't know on page one whether Ms. Mahabana is correct.
Yeah, let's correct that Mahabane, not Makabane. Between K and A, there's a G. Is it Mahabane or KG or?
Makabane.
It's KG, Mah. Before the G, there's a K, yeah. Thanks for that. Guide us if there are, because you have also this hard copy.
Actually,
if there are any changes, you shall have to refer us to that.
Yeah, in fact, as most of the members can actually see that we're affecting the changes as we go along, but obviously members will make reference to the hard copies.
The point I'm raising is that you shall have to guide us, even if you are making changes, you shall have to guide us. That's the point I'm raising. Okay, page two, if nothing, page three. Page 4. If there are any follow-ups or follow-throughs, we shall have to come back to the report itself. if you like, and treat those as outstanding matters that need a follow-up on. Are we okay with that approach? Page 4. Part of those, to cite but one example, we must have seen in the media that I think by today the army shall be at Mfuleni to assist. This comes as a result of both the Human Rights Commission and also in part some of our own calls as a committee of parliament that says that say some of the departments must be made use of, including with our own construction unit, the army, and also the public works. So this comes in handy. So when we come back, we might have to ascertain from the department about any updates with regards to this, so that we have one session once.
Chairperson, I think and I feel that I should thank members for their boldness in making those recommendations last time when the department was there to say, no, may you must use the army, must also use the unit, the construction unit. I think they were very bold. I think now it's paying the price. Thank you very much.
Okay. And then, of course, the department shall have to brief us on any updates in this regard. Any issues still on page 4, page 5? Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. That sentence there, the committee noted, the first bullet point on page 8, the committee noted that the overall state of wastewater treatment works is poor. There is no effective treatment of wastewater to any level near required minimum standards as per the prescripts of the water use authorization policy. Obviously, this is what is drafted by both the content advisor and also the committee secretariat. I'm at pains here trying to factor in green drop and blue drop standards. In this case, as part of any reporting of such by the department, this is also one of the factors that wastewater treatment plant. Will that be a fair comment? As a result,
on that second bullet, the third line from the bottom, we talk about sludge lagoon. It's either into a sludge lagoon or into sludge lagoons. I don't know if more than one. Okay, just that's fine. Thank you.
Where is Shireen?
I don't know, Chi. I just messaged her now to find out what's going on. I haven't received any apology from her today.
Tumani
is, I did send you an apology from Tumani. He is participating in taking Parliament to the People in Gauteng this week. So he's not here. But in terms of what you mentioned, in terms of blue drop and green drop and trying to factor that.
Shireen is not here.
I don't actually know where she is. I did send her a message. She hasn't messaged me back yet. But what I wanted to say was the input that you were making in terms of green drop and blue drop, if I can maybe just add, maybe it says the portfolio committee noted that the overall state of wastewater treatment work is poor. There is no effective treatment of the wastewater of the wastewater to any level near the required minimum standards as per the prescripts of the water use authorization policy. I maybe just wanted to add something to the effect of compliance in terms of green drop, it's also not compliant in terms of the green drop standards, something to that effect.
That's exactly what I was trying to point out too. So you're fixing those, I mean that one sentence. Am I right? Okay, you can switch off. Thanks. Any further comments on that same page? Page 9. On that page 9, we had requested as a quick briefing, we had requested the department to come before us on the 27th of November. I remember the minister had, after having had such a briefing and the minister feeling quite strong that there needed to be that 10th of November interactive session with the service providers and all the innovators and technological projects, English being my seventh language. Now, well, since and the minister also did indicate to us that only after that interactive session that we can always come back to them for such a briefing. So that briefing is now scheduled for the 27th of November. So most of what we see on that page 9, we expect it to be elaborated upon in a report by the minister and also the respective teams of regional nature in the form of Free State, in the form of Northern Cape, in the form of Eastern Cape. So all of those reports shall have to be brought to bear to this committee. An invitation has also been extended to the water boards and also to the MECs and their head of departments of the three specific regions, Northern Cape, Free State, and also Eastern Cape. So such an invitation is out, and then we are expecting the department to come before us. 27th is on a Tuesday. Wednesday, the 28th, is plenary from 11 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock the whole day. So that's the reason why we then had to reschedule instead of a meeting on the 28th, which is Wednesday, where there is a plenary the whole day. We then, because of its importance, this matter that we're dealing with, that is now bug eradication, we shift it to Tuesday, which is quite unfortunate for other members who sit in other committees. Members can also talk to that as well, if that is fine. Madia?
Yes, also just, thanks, Chair. Also just to note that on Tuesday we'll be starting at 11 o'clock because there's since been an inspection from House Chairperson that all committees who sit on Tuesdays or which sit on Tuesdays needs to start at 11 to enable members sufficient time to get to Parliament from their constituencies.
We can comment later. Perhaps we might just wish to digest the issues. It was just talking with reference to what is still to come. Page 9. Page 10. Again, the same issues we spoke about earlier. They are relevant here. Equally important is for us to ascertain the proper minuting as well. Page 11. Where does the input come in here? Well, this is supposed to be an oversight report. An oversight report is purely an oversight report.
Those inputs come in under Section 5.4 Observations, Chief.
Yeah, but how it is put here, I don't know how other members are seeing it. It is as if Water Research Commission was also there, and we were seated somewhere where they made an input. That's the impression this reflects. Do I read it wrongly, members?
Maybe what I can do is maybe it's the way in which it's formatted. So maybe the Water Research, the committee's observations need to come after the Water Research Commission. Maybe it's the way in which it's formatted.
But still, did Water Research Commission come and at what point?
When we met at the Mangaung District Municipality, they had actually did a briefing as well. As part of the joint session that we had with the Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Sorry for that. No, this is still fine if that is the case. I was just trying to recollect. If that is the situation, this is still fine. This is still perfect. it was that tall Indian fellow that came through. Okay, page 12. Follow up oversight emanating from 2015 oversight report of the previous portfolio committee on water and forestry. When you do those kinds of mistakes, you get exposed of cutting and pasting. I know, but you can't be cutting and pasting on a report of this nature. Gauteng Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance, led by member of the Executive Council, Mr. Uhuru Moilwa. Mr. or Honorable. Mr. Yu Muilo. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. That sentence, portfolio committee stressed the importance systematically monitoring and evaluating the following key. The importance of systematically. Am I reading right? Is this WSIG or WSIG? What is that grant? Water infrastructure. Is there a grant called WSIG? No,
Wasik, you do have water? Can you speak to the mic?
That would be the Water Services Infrastructure Grant, sir.
Wasik.
That's correct.
Not Wasik.
I'm not sure. I can't see from here what is it.
Water Services Infrastructure Grant.
I'm sorry, that's a water operating subsidy grant. Yes, sir, there is.
Huh?
Yes, there is.
There is a WASIG.
There is a WASIG, sir. Yes. Sorry about that. I can't see from back here.
There are many of these grants. So we find with the last page, page 16. More recommendations, which is 7.3, to be added to the report by other support staff members that were on the oversight as well as members. This sounds more like a report that is not finished, this one, when it is still to be making such a statement.
Chair, the reason why it's there was that that is actually supposed to be, that is for further inputs during the session as the committee deliberates and adopts on the report. So that's just creating a space for more inputs from now during this adoption session.
Okay, members, that is the report. If we have anything to say on page 1 and page 2, page 3, on page 3, I would be interested in that first bullet there on top, complete collapse of Naledi wastewater treatment plant due to the failure to maintain the infrastructure. My interest there would be any follow-ups that came as a result of this situation. It was in August when we were there, and we are now almost end of November. We may have to treat this specific session as part of, if you like, our outstanding matters. In other words, Your typical meeting of your youth organization that you were part of, Mr. Khair, obviously that would have been in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. And for Mr. Hugo, it would have been in the 1970s. When he was involved in the youth. It would have minutes and matters arising. You remember that? Now, what we want to do here, we want to do the matters arising, but do it more in a manner that seeks to get feedback from the department on these outstanding areas, so that we don't have to leave it as is. Let us invite the department. Whether the department is going to invite other you know, spheres of government or other agencies, but what we're interested in is that next week when we meet, to an extent our matters arising have deadlines. Let us allow the department so that next week when we meet, we have those matters arising responded upon. Are we fine with that approach? So that we get to hear on page number 3 on the status of that Naledi wastewater treatment plant. was itself there was a complete collapse. Whether it was resuscitated or whether it was simply just left to ruin, we take an interest in that. We also take an interest in the unacceptable effluent levels, which are polluting. Maybe we can just correct the which are polluting instead of which is polluting. Just a grammatical, those two rivers there. So those are the two areas from where I am seated. I don't know what other members have to say on page number 3 as part of our matters arising, if you like. Page 4, in the absence of any. Dr. Gabi?
Sir, I'm a bit, unless you are telling me that you are changing the manner in which the report is being.
Not changing anything. All what we are doing was simply lifting issues up that need response to. Let's take an approach that says we are satisfied with the report as is. All what we are doing now is for us to get to lift issues that needed or warranted responses. I'm making an example about page 3 there on top. What is the status? Because we reported to saying that there was a complete collapse of that Naledi Waste Water Treatment Plant. What happened after we have gone until now? We have not changed anything. Sorry, I cut you, sir.
Yeah, Jay, I don't think it's procedurally correct.
What?
The report is being given. And then out of the report, we adopt the report, and then it goes back. If we've got matters we want to raise on the report, we just name them, so that for the next meeting to come in and have a part on them. Because we can't just get a report and get the matters.
Get the report
it's,
and what?
It's unprocedurally correct.
Okay. What do you suggest? What do you say?
I'm saying we are now receiving a report. It's for us to adopt the report. That is procedural. So unless we say the report could be go and be redrafted and be given specifics, and then that will be easy for us to detect what is supposed to be happening in the report,
okay.
And get the way forward on the thing that we have noted in the report.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr.
Chairperson, this is a draft report that says before us we can change this report like we want to change the report and then accept the report. So there's nothing wrong with what we are doing.
Mr.
Mguna?
It's just that we should intertwine what you say, the other member is saying, and what we have been doing and in the previously. There's not as we this procedure has been there from 2014 when we arrived. That we look at the report, because now it's a draft, as the honourable person is saying, it's a draft report. We look at it, we change it, we do it. Then finally, when we feel that one, we can adopt it as our report. We just look at, and these are issues that we met when we had an oversight. And our, you know, the way we're doing things here is that when we look at the issues there, we have been quickly dealing with those issues with the department. We have been raising them so that we ensure that the department is held accountable for those things. Once we leave them, you know, this one is very much, the water and sanitation is different, like at the Department of Education, where things have to be systematic. I don't know how they do those things, but we are with us. We have to do this thing quickly, because once we leave them now, they will spill over and over and over, and until there are riots in the community. So that is why I will request that we continue as we've been doing. This was our procedure. We lift up issues, we correct where we're supposed to correct, then, I think that's what we've been doing like that previously. I will request that we continue doing that.
Dictatorship of the majority.
Well, if majority are saying that, I don't have any dispute, but procedurally, it is not correct.
You won't lose anything?
Yes, I don't lose anything.
Thank you,
but
sir.
I'm just advising procedurally, it's not correct. Because we can't...
You get along.
Yes.
Trust me. Thank you, sir.
Can I just...
Yeah.
Just to give you just some sense, this report is written by Maria. It's not our report yet. We see stuff differently as what she wrote there. We can change it. We've been there. We've been on oversight. And our experience must reflect in the report. It's most probably not her views that's reflected. It is now her views on paper there. We must make it our report. And that's why we can change it, and there's procedurally nothing wrong with that. We didn't sit down and write this report on oversight. The officials has written, they've taken minutes of the report, what we've said, they draft the report, and now we've got to make this our own report.
I can also ask Mr. Hugo.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I understand you correctly, Chairperson, it's like you expect maybe an action, kind of like notes from your secretary that says these are actions that needs to be taken, and how far, what is the progress when you take out of this report moving forward, so then it doesn't come just a tick box exercise, you went to oversight, but what has happened after you've been to an oversight, and don't you have an action kind of like reporting to say these are the following steps that needs to be followed. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think it's a combination of both. Ideally, minuting or minute writing, companies use that approach. Where in this was reported upon, a need to be followed up was arrived at. Who must do it? By when? Ideally, being your corporate minuting, would take that approach. But we're combining two, the narrative that we have and the action expected from the department. We are then giving them a week to come back to us and say, who does, by when? We are now combining both the minute writing in terms of still looking at typos and grammars and so on and so forth for the second time. At the same time, we are looking at who is expected to do what, by when. So we're combining three things at the same time. Having started first by looking at the report itself, the typos, and all what it takes, which is what classically, is expected to be here to reflect exactly what we were doing. But now we're taking it further to say, indeed, from August until now, is there any difference? Instead of waiting to come in, instead of waiting for another day for us to look at the report again and be able to say, okay, fine, this is a matter that is still outstanding, we must be able to lift this one, and so we're doing that here and now at the same time. Does it make sense?
Yeah, in addition, in fact, when we created a certain establishment when we go for our oversight, we indicated that departments must be there and must send senior members. It must be there. So when we find any member who finds any ills in the oversight, the department must ensure that they speak, they relate it to their
more senior people, and they try to deal with those issues. Instead of us waiting that we adopt, and also we go, it goes to parliament to adopt. We wait for 6 months before a repair or whatever is done, maintenance is done. It is not good for us as the committee. In the process, while the report is still going, the processes of being adopted in all the things, the work should be done at the particular. So it's for us as the community to make sure that we identify any problems, any gaps, and we check whether between that period of August and now, as we speak in November, has there been any difference? It is for us to make sure that we monitor. It is within us to monitor, to hold the department accountable. And by doing that, we do it by doing the same thing, that this is what we agreed upon, and then did you do that from that particular day that we visited? I don't think there's anything wrong that we are doing. I think we should continue as we've been doing.
Okay. Any further issues on page 3? I've only raised 2, unless other members have other issues to raise. Those bullet points, both bullet point 1 and 2, there on top. Again, the issues have to do with the department having to brief and appraise our committee on work done on those 2 areas of those 2 bullet points. What we are also doing here is we are not putting Mamkhubushe on the spot. We are not putting her on the spot by asking her what happened. You might not be able to respond on some of the issues. All we are saying is that she is taking notes, and she is taking notes. Next week on Tuesday, we are getting that feedback. This is progress on work done at the time we went there and when you adopted our minutes. Okay, page 4, is there anything? Page 4, the paragraph on 17 August 2018, the committee conducted a follow-up oversight visit to the Gauteng province to determine the progress made with regards to addressing sewage spills into the streams and the Vaal River. These challenges emanated from problems related to dysfunctional Sebokeng wastewater treatment works. Again, this is another typical case of a feedback since August until now, with the army having been there, whether or not there is any progress that we can get. So the department is going to appraise us on that one as well.
You will remember, Chairperson, that even there we found that there are other, what are those things that are around that were not working? That were not working.
The
pump stations. So we must find out how they did. You remember even when we spoke with the minister last time, said the cost of the pump stations were higher than he anticipated. Then he wanted them reduced to a certain percent, a certain amount. So we want to find out what has happened since then. Thank you very much.
Page 5. I was listening, was it this morning? Yeah, it was this morning. Or yesterday. Again, this school sanitation was reported on SABC TV. It remains a very serious concern. For that one, I'm not sure, Madia, we have written to basic education as well. This is all going to be part of the program for next week. No, for the 27th. Next week, eh? Yeah, no, next week. Just packet eradication. Okay. But these are some of the areas that we need to follow up on. Anything on page 5? Nothing. On page 6? Page 7. There was an issue there in Taung that related to whether we should go ahead, the department should go ahead and be able to come up with another new plant, or having to resuscitate or refurbish the old plant because it has capacity. You remember that issue? Can we get a feedback from the department on that specific one? Instead of, and also the plant proposed was to be an 8 megaliter. For 314 million rands. If the department can come back to us on that one, obviously it's a matter for the local government. I think it's an RBIG matter, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's MIG. If the department can come back to us in consultation with the COCTA, because COCTA is the one that is responsible for that MIG funding.
Chair, can I just maybe, I think if I'm correct, there was two phases on that. They started with the first phase, and then our request was is to not go to the second phase, but refurbish the old plant. And utilize the old plant. We use the example of what we've seen in the Netherlands. That there's plants that's more than 100 years old. You know, you've just got to maintain it. And that, and then they said, yes, they will go and have a look at that, and but they haven't got a feedback yet.
Okay. page 7, 8. Page 8, page 9. What I would propose we do on that page 9, we allow the department to bring to us, because this is all part of your bucket eradication program that we have there in that part of the country. So it shall then have to be part of that submission on the bucket eradication program. That's what I would propose we do. Instead of having to have a separate report altogether. Are we fine with that? Which takes us through to page 11. It would be important that we carry, we bring this report with us next week when we meet with the department, specifically caring to have a brief on target eradication program, especially those pages 9, 10, and 11. And 12, of course, with the Water Research Commission. Page 12. You've corrected that water and forestry, no? Page 13.
Page 14. Page 15. The issues are straightforward on those observations. Bullet point one talks about the cost per pump station. Bullet point two is very specific. Cost of construction of any plant per megaliter. Bullet point three talks about the litigation costs. And of course also talks about out-of-court settlements. And the fourth bullet point there talks about the contamination of our Fall River system. This is all part of that report that we spoke about earlier on. Perhaps also to come closest to Dr. Kavanagh's point, if there are any further comments insofar as recommendations are concerned, unless both the observations and the recommendations are enough for us for now, we shall then take away 7.3. Going once, twice. So take away the 7.3. We shall then effectively, with all those typos and not so much on comments or additions. Again, the point Dr. Kavin that has been raised is appreciation of the work done by our secretariat. It doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't happen in one month. We've been together since 2014. So perfection of such a minute taking has that richness to it. So that today we can safely say without spending most of the time, we have such a minute for our committee that we get to be proud of, that it was taken with all the due diligence, with the diligence rather, that is required. I then, in that background, or with that background rather, submit to the committee the minutes of after the report of the 13th to the 17th of August, which was a joint report. Should we leave it as a committee of water and sanitation report, or should it be, I don't know how we phrase it.
We had a joint. In fact, there was basic education, there was appropriation. So, yeah.
The challenge with the joint, on the other hand, is that it does not have the benefit of those other members. Also, it does not cover, to an extent, other committees' interests would naturally be covered in a report of this nature. So anyone who reads this report, it has to be a guided reporting. I was simply just raising the matter
as to how do we, Mr. Khair?
Sorry, Chair, you said going, gone, but I've just picked up a spelling mistake on the very first page on the heading. It says the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation on an oversight, GHD, not... Sorry for that one.
Thanks for that, Mr. Khair. Madia?
Chief, I can maybe just advise, in terms of the Joint Committee issue, we also need to bear in mind that the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education will be submitting their own report because we only joined them for 2 days. And the Standing Committee on Appropriation will also be submitting their own report, and we also only joined them for 2 days. The jointness of our oversight is actually contained in the objectives of the oversight and also in the body of the oversight. But specifically in terms of the title of the oversight, we can't really say a joint oversight report because that would assume that all our reports will be exactly the same, and it won't. Because there are also issues, for example, the Naledi Wastewater Treatment Plant, while we were in Free State, we addressed that issue. And then also the Gauteng, those issues would be separate from the other. So we can't really say in the title that it's a joint oversight report, but it is contained in the body of the report that there are aspects of our oversight that was also joined, but we can't actually indicate that in the title of the report. Yeah.
Okay. That's the technicality you are confronted with. Thanks for that advice. Thanks, members. I take it that we are taking away the draft of that first report, and then also we are going to put the date as of today, and I present the report for adoption. Any mover? Mr. Basson, moved. Seconder? Ngos Kabakula? Yes, seconded. Okay, thanks for that meticulous, detailed approach to such a report. It was a bit complicated report, but we tried our best. Thanks for that, and then it shall then take us to the second item on our agenda, which is to take care of the minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these minutes. How do we start with our minutes? We start with the very recent, or we start with the old ones. The very recent ones shall give us some idea, more or less, because quite recent we are able to remember, recollect, and so on and so forth. Or we start with the old ones.
Thank you, Chair. I think we must start with the old one and to continue with the date and the month. I propose to them.
Are we fine with that?
Yes, we're fine.
Okay, thank you for that guidance. We are on the 12th September. Briefing by the Department of Water and Sanitation on the cumulative fourth quarterly expenditure analysis report of the department for the year 2017-2018 financial year. We have those people who are present. How does it work? Maybe you shall assist us. Sorry, I kept on talking about minute writing when we were dealing with the report.
So it's a report writing. So we are now on minutes. You have the minister being part of the committee? No. You have the deputy being part of the committee? No. So they are all in attendance. Is that the understanding? There's no mic to speak here. Yeah?
Members, my apologies for that. This meeting, I was actually sick, so my colleague Brian filled in for me at this meeting. But we usually have a separate section beneath the attendance of members that actually indicate which were the executive present. So we can just slot that into beneath that. We usually have that on our minutes.
No, it's fine. It's well captured with the other minutes flowing out of this. A specific date. So we shall just have to correct that one. Minister and the deputy executive in attendance, something to that effect. We're fine with that. Okay, page 1 and 2, we find those. Page 3, there is the name of the acting DG. Page 4.
I'm not sure whether I have a palatable, what do you call, understanding of it. Line below the names of the boards. That line which starts with the following water boards had finalized the processes. Why couldn't we say their processes? And the outcomes.
No, thanks for that, the visit. We obviously have questions in our minds as to what then is the status of these water boards as we speak now. Well, there's so much that has been happening. You know, Sylvain has been going, he's almost gone, and then he's back. You know, Umgeni, whether it is still a water board, and all of those issues. And the point isn't made, and the minister is to decide on the way forward about these water boards. And of course the committee further elaborated on the need for such a briefing about all of these water boards. Okay,
Page 4.
Chairperson, on the same page 3, the same sentence, the Honorable Kamekulu has indicated. We say the following water boards have finalized their processes, but there's only one bullet that is in there. It says the rainwater. Is it not possible that we table the others that are there, and then we can then start with the notes of their problems? We can say Sedibeng water, rainwater, Sedibeng Umgen. You see, if we're putting them then, and then we start with the notes that are coming in there. Because now, say following there, but it's only one bullet. So it doesn't, to me, it, yeah.
So it, in other words, the following water boards shall include rainwater, Umgeni, and Sidibeng. Because it does state there that they've been reappointed. So which qualifies the finalization? Am I right?
Yeah, you are correct. But I just was just indicative of the bullets, so that whoever is reading must have an idea. When you said the finalized, which are they? They see only one bullet. You see, but if you can put the other three bullets, then it indicates fine. Then the notes can come in how they have been finalized.
Sure. Are we together, Madhya?
Gee, if I can just say that the Rand Waters issues are separate to those of Bloemwater, Mahalis, Hatus, and Overberg, because what this thing says is the department has noted that the following boards have placed adverts for interest by the public to serve on water boards. So, but from what I can tell, sorry, Mike.
You covered. Then the narrative flows. Are we fine with that? Are we in the same page, members? Thank you. And then we shall then move to page 4. Did you receive those retention strategy? Did also that buzzery policy? Did you receive all of those? You're noting Ms. Khobosha?
There was an indication that the department will provide a summary of these 600 jobs by September. I don't know whether we did receive it. To me, no idea. I never received any.
Okay. You noting that, Ms. Fubush, as well? Page 5. While the bank balance of the department showed a reduction of an overdraft amount, overdrawn amount of from 2 billion to 1.4 billion. Respective committee was unhappy regarding the current balance, about the current balance, am I right? About the current balance. Page 5, page 6. There's your point there, Mr. Mguni, on bullet point 1 on number 6. Okay, that was a short meeting. With all those other typos, are we fine with such a minute? I present the minute of the 12th of September, 2018. Nkosi
Qobekula. Proposed adoption of the minute, sir.
Adoption by Nkosi Qobekula. I say, oh yeah, okay. Mr. Hugo.
I support
you. Mr. Hugo, having seconded the adoption of the minute of the 12th, thanks for that. Sorry?
They were adopting it, but I didn't see any amendment.
I did say with all the typos.
Oh, I did say so.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, thanks for that. The date of the minute we are now dealing with is a minute that happened at Townhouse Hotel. Started at 11 o'clock until 16:30. You had the AG's office and also the department briefing us on the annual report. Okay. Sorry. Page 1. Any comments? Page 2. Any comments?
Chairperson.
Hmm.
No, we've been too many hotels. You can see 3 stars, 5 stars. The indicators or the meaning. What is that star meaning for Mr. Hugo? Is it a a 4-star, a 5-star.
Mr. Munguni, at the time, Mr. Euler was an alternate when the beginning of the fourth term started. So usually a star indicates a member is actually an alternate of the committee. Mr. Euler is now a permanent member of the committee, so that star will go to Mr. Khair.
I guess the point raised by Mr. Munguni says, like you have in any of these corporate documents, when you have a star, it means that person is non-executive or is an alternate member. So that, if you like, on your footnote, such an explanation is given. Star represents non-executive. Star represents a foreign national. Something to that effect. Star represents, in this case, an alternate person. So that in future, it is captured. In fact, starting with this one, it is captured there on your footnote. Star representing alternate member. Anyone who reads this report is able to understand without having to look for those that attended or were in the meeting. Hey man, there was this person, 20 years later, there was a star. What was going on there? And the person shall have been walking by the stick, telling whoever, hey man, I don't remember those things, man. Those are things that happened 20 years ago. I'm busy with my current stuff now. And that person is lost. But my only concern about this minute, this is a meeting that took place starting at 11 o'clock and ending at 16:30. And anyone who shall have to read this minute will be lost. We don't even have, if you like, an annexure. At the end as well, you know, such a meeting obviously would have been interacting with such reports. And ultimately, there would have been a way forward with some specific recommendations going forward about such a meeting. The meeting that took place almost for the whole day, for it to have a two-pager minute, something is amiss. You want to comment?
Chair, the procedure that we follow when we do what we can do is attach the budgetary review and recommendation report as an annexure, because the purpose of that report is basically to capture all the interactions of the committee for the 9th and the 10th when the committee engaged with the department and all the entities. Because otherwise we'll have minutes that basically looks exactly the same as our BRRR report. Because the BRRR report actually captures all the engagements of those 2 days. So what we can do is attach the BRRR report as an annexure to these minutes so that there is that clarity.
It does make sense to me. I don't know with the rest of us. Otherwise, if you are also not going to make a note in your minute that for deliberations, find the report as an extra one. On both minutes, both the 9th minute and the 10th of October minutes, if such note is made. Otherwise, the tendency, or rather, the you easily can have a minute that is not understood by anyone. Mr. Nguna?
Chairperson, this is not the first time we indicated this. I think in 2009, I think it was 2014 or 2015. We indicated that the report was too thin, and then the same approach was done. The same approach, no, because this is a PRRR report. Can't we put that one? Because the minutes will end up reflecting one the same thing. I think we did take that just a long time ago, but I remember the same statement coming in.
Okay. Can we correct that one, Madia? As you correct it, if you can just bring those copies back to us. Okay, that shall then talk to us about both the 9th and the 10th of October minutes. Are we fine with that? Thank you. Maybe we should actually... I'm not sure about adoption of these two sets of minutes. Have we adopted the ninth? We are adopting that minute of the ninth with a proviso of having to have such an annexure to be reflected to be reflecting of the discussion of the meetings of both the 9th and the 10th. We shall then have to adopt both two sets of minutes of the 9th and the 10th. I submit. Mr. Mguna?
I also propose that we adopt the 2 minutes set of meetings, the 9th and the 10th minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mguna. Any seconder?
Chair, I second it.
Okay, second it. Thanks. That then deals or shall have dealt with both the minutes of the 9th and the 10th with a proviso of that annexure being brought as part of that minute or those minutes. Okay, the 11th of October. This is a meeting that took place with the object of having to get the Public Service Commission briefing the committee. Sorry, on this report of February 2015. And also the responses from the ministry, or the minister and the department, and also the briefing on the climate change by the Department of Environment and also Water and Sanitation. That is page one that we have there. Page two. Page three. Page 4. page 5. Are we fine with that minute? Are we fine with that minute? I present minutes of the 11th of October 2018 for adoption. Any mover? Kekana?
Thank you, Chairman. The minutes.
Kekana has moved for adoption minute of the 11th of October 2018. Any second?
Second, Chair.
Mr. Hugo has seconded the minutes of the 11th of October. Thank you. The 16th of October, the meeting took place at M315 Max Building, and the issue related to the issue to the governance of water boards, and the minister approved the committee. Those are the members that attended the meeting. With those apologies, 16th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Is that a correct 3.2? CFO of Mahalis Water. It says CEO, and then in bracket it says CFO. The suspended chief executive was suspended. Some tautology as well there. With full pay, the minister further indicated. Is that the correct water board? Because Mahalis Water Board has a CEO that has been there since. Are we not talking about Platuzi, maybe?
Mahalis, do you have this problem of the CEO?
Mahalis doesn't. Mahalis has a CEO that has been appointed, and also a CFO.
I think that should be Platuzi.
This is a Platuzi issue. Since 2015, the CEO has since been suspended, not Mahalis. The CEO was suspended since with full pay and benefits, the minister further indicated that only once the criminal process were litigated against the CE did he start raising questions regarding the legitimacy of the board. This matter is Mahalis Mhlatu's vote. Yeah, this is Mhlatu's water. The matter is scheduled to appear even before the appeals court, not the Supreme Court. It was taken through to the Supreme Court and later appeals court before appeals. I know because I've been following this one.
It's just a misprint. It's a misprint. I think it should be tattooed.
And also, appeals, Supreme Court of Appeal, Supreme Court, SCA, yeah. Yeah, that one of Mahalis. No, even this one. What is going on here, Matthew? Clarity regarding non-appointment of outgoing board members. Okay. I think this is also talking to Mhlatu's as well.
Which paragraph
is that? No. This is Mahalis. 3.3.
On that 3.3, you'll remember that we asked, there was a question on why the old members of Mahalis were not reappointed. Because there was that cry. You remember, John? I think it should be Mahalis, this one. Because there was that question, they are crying that most of the members did not make back for appointments.
Madhya, there's a confusion here. 3.4, it does not talk to any specific board, but in the body of that sentence, it talks about Mungeni Water.
The minister gave a broad response around that issue, but then he made specific reference to As a result of this contestation, the appointment of it actually delayed the appointment of the chief executive of Mungeni Water Board specifically.
So it was in the broad context.
It's in the broad context, yeah.
Okay. Page 3? That was it.
If I could take the committee a bit back on that 2, the second paragraph. If you read the second line, which starts with the word, the minister provided further input on legislation, which makes provision for the board members to serving. Should we not be saying to serve a period no longer?
Yeah. The serving was coming out.
Yes, serving should be out.
To serve a period.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Chairperson, on the 3.4 again, the powers of the interim board in terms of the decision making. But I think maybe it should be maybe in brackets or whatever. Because that's indicative of Mungeni. In fact, we wanted to ask about Mungeni, the interim board. That was our specific, what is happening about the powers of Mungeni as an interim board.
Just in reference to
Are you fine with that? Okay, thanks for that. Page number 3 then. Okay, that's a straightforward report. If any further comments, I present the minute of the 16th of October for adoption by this meeting. Mr. Mguni?
I move that the minutes be adopted.
Okay, minutes have been moved by Mr. Mguni. Any second? Dr. Kabine?
Second.
That being seconded by Dr. Kabine, therefore the minutes is duly approved. The minute that we are dealing with the minutes of the 17th of October took place at 1400 hours until 1700 hours at V227. The agenda items there were briefings by SIU, the Hawks, and the MPA. Okay, those are the people that were present. Page 1.
Chairperson, before we go to that, we have 217 October, so did you notice that? Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry?
Yeah, we have 217 October.
I have 117th of October. Oh, yes. There's one that talks to what I've just made mention of, and the other one talks to the consideration of the adoption of the report on budget review and recommendation. Thanks for that. Oh, yes. Sorry, I had it with me. Just that I just lumped them together. Thanks for that, Nadia. Okay, those are the two reports. We shall then start off with the first one that I've just made mention of. They both took place on the same venue. Oh yeah, okay. The first one took place earlier on, that is at 9:30 until 1, and then I shall come back to the one that started at 1400 hours. So it was a whole day session. 17th of October, 9:30 until 1 o'clock. Any comments on that? First page. Straightforward, second page. Again, this tiny report shall have to be annexed with the PR report itself that was duly adopted on this specific day. I will find that proviso. Okay, can we then subject this for an approval process? Mr. Basson moved. And seconder? Ngosi Kabekulu? Seconded? Again, with that proviso of that report being subjected as part of this. Thanks for that. And then we are now on page This was a closed meeting. It is not mentioned here by Madia. These were the people that were present. Oh yeah, it is mentioned. Page 1, we are done with page 1. And page 2. This one is tricky. Madia?
Chi, because it was a closed session, and also because the SIU and NPA, the SIU specifically collected all the presentations at the end of the session, I did not capture anything in this minutes that gave any kind of indication as to what was in the body of the presentations that were made. The only thing that I captured in terms of the minutes was actually the resolutions made by the committee,
yeah.
Just to assist.
No, that's proper. That's proper. And again, one of the issues of maybe it is in the resolution. Maybe just go through page 2 if there are any issues there on page 2, typos or otherwise, grammar. Okay, that is covered for me. It talks about the quarterly engagements with those entities. We raise an issue there about the long suspensions of officials with full pay. And the officials that move from one department to the other. Page 3, if any issues. Okay, that is that report of the 17th of October. So clearly when we come back in that first week, that first month of January, we shall then have to take another session with these entities so that we follow that quarterly scenario that we agreed upon. Okay, I submit or present the minute for adoption, Nkosi Qobekula.
Thank you, Chair. I move that the Minister adopted.
Okay, then that minute being moved, any seconder? Nkosi Qobekula.
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, sir, for that. And then minute of the 24th of October took place at 10 until 1 o'clock at Town Hall.
Sorry.
Basic Education Department Budget Eradication Program, Blue Drop and Green Drop reports. Those are the issues of the day at the time. Page 1, page 2. Maybe it might assist Madia as part of our own minute writing to get very, very close to us being relevant to future generations. Without us having to, I don't know how you are doing it, without us having to give bulky minutes, I would imagine those other reports on Blue Drop and bulky eradication and also the other one on the sanitation in schools, without having to attach all of them, but there be a way that shall assist anyone else in 5 years' time copies of presentations are available on request, something to that effect. But the main issue for me is that I'm not even sure as to whether we are professional to an extent that we can easily click off a button. By clicking this minute immediately links you up to those submissions. Are we able to do that? I know for a fact that PMG does that quite professionally. When such minutes, you have your own minutes, and your own minutes are linked to the submissions themselves. It's possible. It's doable. They are doing it. If there is, among others, something that we need to learn from PMG, it is that. Others reading this on its own, it is not assisting us. Let alone those that are going to be expected to read this in 5 years, 10 years down the line. They shall not be able to link this unless they make use of the good service of PMG. I just thought, let me just make that comment. I mean, just looking at this and checking on this report, or rather this minute. Page 2 of this minute, this is 24th October. Page 2. Page 3.
On page 2, sir, the person on the second paragraph, on the line, on the third line, they start with this, this followed as a result of the student who died after falling into a pit later. That PE, what does it stand for? Stand for the place where the incident happened or what? Or
That is a typo. The P shouldn't actually be there.
Okay. Thanks for that, the visit. Page number 3. Page number 4. If you all receive the copies of the norms and standards on this, on the sanitation, did you submit, Madia, to members? Did you circulate that?
I actually asked Shansha to circulate hard copies of that, but if she hasn't, then I can just, we can do it today, Chief, because it is available.
Okay.
for hard copies of the norms and standards.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Ebersan.
Could we just get a follow-up from the department? Those 14 days are long gone on a blue and green drop on the reports on the status on our rivers. So if maybe
yeah,
if we can get back next week a report on
are on page?
Page 4.
Oh yeah, page 4, sorry.
If I can just say on that issue, I have actually also picked up on that outstanding issue. And in fact, if one looks at the date of this briefing, which is the 24th of October, the department is actually meant to come back the week of the 7th of November with that report back.
Yeah.
What I've actually done for the last 2 weeks, in fact, I've sent the department a reminder that that report is still outstanding because they were under the impression that they needed to wait for a date for the briefing. So I said, no, just get those reports ready in the interim anyway. So I have made follow-ups to the department in that regard.
Okay, thanks for that. Page 4, page 5. You have taken note of that. Thanks. Page 5. The Department of Basic Education to submit norms and standards. Resolved, postpone the discussion around blue drop to brief the community within 14 days. Okay. What is the significance of that? I see you have all of these, in all of these minutes, they are adopted and I don't remember signing any of these copies. What is the significance of that? Why do you have that such a space? Do they, or are they expected to be signed? But what is the procedure? It's something you might wish to think about. Okay, the star of Mr. Mguni is back, as it applies to Mr. Khair. This is now the meeting of the 31st of October, started at 10. Can't hear.
We still need to move in a second there for the minister.
Yeah, sorry. 24th of October, a minute is being submitted or presented.
Chair, I move. Minute
having been moved by Mrs. Kekana, can I get a seconder? Okay. Mr. Mguni, you've been the first that raised your hand.
Yes, I second.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Mati. I guess that's what happens when you have so much that happens in the mind. You assume so many things. 31st October, 10th until the 13th, 100 hours at S12A. There the issues were about baggage eradication program and also by Dr. Nyabeze on the implications of the MTF, MTB, medium-term budget policy statement. This is one acronym I cannot get right. I can only say it in full. Page 1. Page 2. Again on this one, the same principle applies. The submission of the presentation by Dr. Nyabeze having to be linked to this. Madam, maybe you need to have a session. session or a workshop session at PMG. Take the whole full staff complement of Committee Secretariat of Parliament for a workshop at PMG. How about that?
Okay.
And make them pay.
Okay.
Ne?
Right.
We have a deal.
We have a deal.
My dear? I've sourced a work for PMG. I'm a consultant of PMG now. Any further issues are still on page 2 and page 3? Page 4. Okay. Any mover for adoption? Dr. Kabine?
Sir, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Any seconder? No seconder. Okay. Mr.
I second you.
Thank you, sir. Now, it does happen where there is only a mover and there is no seconder. On that, in that context, you seem to just, you know, have a minute that continues not to be adopted. That's what happens normally. Thanks for that. On the meeting of the 7th of October, of November, sorry. Joint meeting between basic education and also our committee, and this being a meeting that took place on the 7th of October, of November, 9:30 until 1 o'clock at V454. Those are the people that were present.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We are a portfolio committee and this thing is reported to us. I would have preferred that from the attendance. So we start first. Because now I'm really confused myself. What basic education is doing here? You see, we should have started first in here. That's my proposal.
Yeah, I was told that it was the preference of Madia that it gets reported in this fashion. The point is raised by Mr. Mgoni. It is noted. Matia shall do something about that. Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Yo, this meeting was full of officials. Yeah. You even register journalists in this meeting. Okay. Page 4.
On page 4, the second paragraph, the Honourable Mr. M. Johnson is omitted there. Page 4, number 1, the second paragraph. Honourable Mr. M. Chairperson, Sir
yeah.
Johnson is omitted there.
Oh, yes, okay. Thanks for that, Mr. Khair. You're my brother's keeper. in this case you are my keeper. Any further comments on that page, page 4?
Yes, Mr. Chair. On the first paragraph, it states, she mentioned that the issue of sanitation and backlogs in sanitation were a reality. That the reality is not double L's typo. And then when you go further, it doesn't make sense. President work on the eradication of sanitation backlogs. Eradication of sanitation backlogs.
Page 5. 4. On paragraph 1. Typos there and grammatical. Does it make sense, Major, to you? Can you capture that?
What it should read is that she mentioned that, what it should read is that she mentioned that issues of sanitation backlogs were reality, and there were calls from the president to work on the eradication of these sanitation backlogs. It must just be...
Okay. You done? Madhya? Okay, you don't have it on... I thought you were having it. You stopped.
I corrected it. Like I said, Chair, I just corrected the way it should have sounded. It's related to, yeah, there was just one too many words there.
By virtue of the fact that you don't have it there, it means you don't have this on your system. Oh, okay. Last time I checked, you were correcting on the spot from the screen. That's fine. Thanks for that.
The same paragraph, chapters in the last sentence, which starts with she pronoun. She reiterated that the two departments present were the main role players in ensuring that sanitation backlogs is effectively addressed. Are effectively addressed, whatever the prepositions are, these.
You know, this black English man. Any further comments? page 5, members. Well, what I can say about this issue that we're dealing with is that it is of a very serious nature, to a point where I would really urge us that whenever we have a department coming before us on its budget eradication program, we have this school sanitation issue as well. Otherwise, if we leave it behind, we're running a risk of having these matters not being attended to.
Sorry.
My belief, having been with this committee looking at the Department of Water and Sanitation, if we don't move them, I can safely say, Mr. Hugo, that we have been making progress as this committee in really driving the department. Otherwise, if we're a department expected to be driving itself, given all the challenges, we wouldn't be able to see this department achieving some of the things that it has been able to achieve. You know, I was just sitting down the other day, you know, listening to some of the achievements that this department you know, is able to realize. And you realize that those achievements are to be looked at from this context of this committee. So without us having to really push, you find a department, whether basic education or water and sanitation, you know, taking its own time, you know, in achieving whatever they want to achieve. That's what I've realized about some of, you know, the work that we do. Some of the things, they move so slow, but some they are able to move faster. That's what I would really, you know, put forward. It may not necessarily be for next week, given the fact that we've just had the Department of Basic Education with us only about a month ago. I wouldn't be expecting much within that period. Maybe when we come back in January, maybe, you know, as part of, you know, the whole school readiness program, maybe we may wish to play some role as this committee, as part of before the schools open. Maybe we should really begin to say, especially in some of the other schools there, what's his name again from basic education, who was raising sharply from IFP, that other school there in KZN, he came back to report that indeed, you know, the Department of Water and Sanitation and also Basic Education did go through the school, and they are expected to come back. I can't remember when. So clearly, again, part of what we are doing in these committees, you know, does result in some progress of sort, you know. So they came back to give such a report. They were quite excited. He himself was there physically. Can't remember his name, David.
From basic education,
you do have an idea. Sorry? Ngwesia. Yes, you're correct. Yes, Ngwesia. Yes, Mr. Hay.
Just on the point of clarity, page 5, the second paragraph of 2, it starts off with Mr. Pillay. Shouldn't it be Dr. Pillay?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by this. On page 5, I think it's paragraph 2, Mr. Mafokoto Feather. There's this abbreviation that says it's ACIDI.
Mm.
And then on top there, you started by explaining that ACIDI, that abbreviation, but then there's one word that is missing: infrastructure, which is accelerated school infrastructure development initiative. If we can add that on infrastructure, then I want to concur with you, Chairperson. I don't know whether, because you know, the Department of Education indicated it requested us to be part of their oversight. And then when we also went for the exhibition, I think on the 10th of November, we did even see some infrastructure that may assist in the doing away of this issue of bucket eradication and the pit toilets. If when we make our oversight, maybe if we can even put in schools, few schools that we can visit to check whether there's any progress that is made by the department. What innovations have been being done or have been done or that have to be done in future. I do support that one. Thank you very much.
Thanks for that, Mr. Mguni. He also used to sit in the Basic Education Committee before he became full-time here. So that's how he gets to understand exactly. If it is to be ACIDI, it means Accelerated School Infrastructure Development Initiative. That's the background, apart from him being the principal. page number 6. This is our last minute. Observation by the joint committees. Those are all observations that both departments must take care of as we engage in our quarterly reports or review processes. Those observations must be taken care of. Page 7. They continue until the responses by the department. Page 9. There is Mr. Nguiz. There is the plans expected to have been submitted on the 13th of November. Did we receive those? Ms. Nohosha? Yes. Did you receive those plans? Do you have a copy of this?
I don't. No, I don't.
Why?
I don't think enough copies were circulated. I don't have a copy. But I can follow up on this. Is that right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to have a copy of this. How are you going to report to your department?
I don't think there are enough copies circulated.
Hmm?
Not enough copies were circulated.
Yeah, but here is Madhya. Here is, what's her name? Dilegane? Yeah, you're supposed to have a copy of it. Anyway, you shall have to get a copy. The department gave assurance that a detailed list of all schools being targeted for implementation will be provided. So those recommendations, they flow. All what we need to do is to receive those plans and the rest of anything else that is expected out of these recommendations. If you can just make a follow-up on that one, Matty, as well. Mr. Mkun?
On the recommendation, I remember after we queried the issue of the cost of a toilet per seat, and we indicated to them that the department should go and consider this issue of the cost of a toilet per seat in consultation with the water and research and so forth, yeah, in the recommendation.
Sorry. Okay, with that additional recommendation and also those resolutions expected to have been effected, and also some of those typos that have since been effected, both on page 5, Dr. Clay, and also accelerated school infrastructure, and page 4, Mr. M. Johnson and also backlog are effectively addressed should then suffice for me to say I present this minute for adoption. All of those being taken care of by Madia. That was it.
I propose adoption of the minutes, sir.
Okay. The minute being proposed for adoption by Nkosikobe Khulu, Mr. Kalo.
Seconded.
Accordingly, Mr. Kalo has indeed seconded the adoption of this minute, of 7th of November, 9:30 until 1 o'clock, and it took place at V454. Okay. That then brings us to the conclusion of the business of our work for today. And then...
on the 14th
November. I don't have... I don't have it. Oh. Okay. Again, that was also part of strategy. Of somebody to end our meeting before half past 12. The minute or the joint meeting of both the Committee of Water and Sanitation and also on appropriation. This is a meeting that took place with an aim of having to look into the plans to do away with the debt owing both to water boards and also to the department. Very interesting. I don't know at what stage do you arrive at a point where you have an item that begins to say do your national and provincial departments owing your municipalities. I'm told the figure is quite astronomical. Anyway, that is your first page that has got to do with identifying those that were in the meeting, and the agenda item having been identified there, and continues to page 2, and the executives are also noted there on page 3. That's when you have the gist of the meeting.
Chair?
Yeah.
I have minutes before me which reads the 29th of November. We aren't there yet. It says consolidated briefing by the following stakeholders.
Sorry, sir. We didn't get the 29th November. We are still on the 21st.
29th of November is next week.
I'm just waiting at the comrades.
Okay.
We'll talk about 29.
So you're ahead of all of us, Mr. Khair. Okay. The correct copy is... going to be with you in less than a second.
Please carry on.
One gone. You have it.
Oh.
My predictions were prompt. Okay, one page of this report, number one page, we find. Page number 2. Page number 3.
page number 4. Page number 5. Page number 6. Have you been able to get on that Mount Elif? Did you receive a report?
Yes, Chief, that report is available. It will be circulated to members.
Okay. On that note of the Mount Elif report being available, this again, just to bring back the memory of members, Mr. Imam, Sheikh Imam, having been raising the matter for the past 3 years, this now has that report with us, so the matter is going to be followed up out of having gotten through that report. I submit the report for adoption. The minute, sorry.
Chair, I move the minute of the adoption.
Okay. Mrs. Speaker, having moved the minute for adoption, I present for any second. Dr. Kabini. Julie seconded. And therefore the minute is accordingly adopted. We shall then have to move to the 29th of November when that time comes. And accordingly table that minute. Thanks very much, members, for such. It was quite. Maybe it might just assist us, maybe, that we don't take such a long time for our minutes to be brought. Maybe a month or two at most, we bring the minute for processing. It can be quite a tedious process. I mean, having just been dealing with, we had about 11 or 12 minutes that we were dealing with, and it's no child's play. Okay, do we have any further issues? I know that there are notices, Mr. Mguna.
I would request that after this meeting, please, for almost 3 to 5 minutes, I have a meeting with the study group of the ANC, just quickly.
Sorry, you think?
I would I request that I have a meeting of the study group members.
Oh, yes. Okay, you want to see your members. Okay. Members, I think we are done. We've done a great job. Our administration is on course.
that are still to be reported upon by the department. We expect next week to receive some of those. If you can rush some of those before we rise so that we start afresh in the coming year. Members, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Okay.